13 minutes after 8, 8:13 as we continue with Bill and Joel. And we're going to focus on a little health issue this morning. And a lot of guys, you know, when you go to the doctor and you have that checkup, one of the things, as we heard Donald Trump talk about earlier when he talked about his medical records, is that we think about that PSA level and any indicator that maybe prostate cancer could be in our future.
This is something that, it is very, very important. We're celebrating, using the month as an awareness month, I guess we should say, Dr. Brent. So where do we start when we're talking about prostate cancer?
Hi, good morning, guys. Yeah, September is prostate cancer awareness month. So main thing we need to reiterate to men is that they do need to get screened with a simple exam and a PSA. It's a very simple blood test, and it can let men know that things are fine, can put an indicator that there may be something we need to investigate, but it's not something they should get worried about the testing or the results of the testing until they go through the process.
So we talk about, and I've heard that it's a slow growing cancer. So I would guess if you got early enough, you have time to really do something about it.
Well, that's the nice thing about prostate cancer. It's very slow growing. It is one of the cancers that on occasions it is able to be watched. You don't have to actually have treatment for it. But again, you need to know what kind of cancer that person has before you can determine that. Now, there are about 30,000 deaths a year. About 138,000 prostatectomies are done every year. That's actually removal of the prostate for the cancer. So it's a very prevalent disease, especially obviously in men. And men should start their screening after the age of 50, unless they're African-American or a family history, which they should start at age 40.
Yeah. Hey, Linda, with that, when we talk about this, how are men listening? Or are you seeing an uptick in people that are doing the screening, men?
I would say, unfortunately, as most people know, especially the men, the U.S. Task Force came out with a recommendation against PSA several years ago, which has resulted in a decline in PSA screening. And I think a lot of us who do a lot of prostate cancer and awareness are trying to reiterate to men that you still need to get screening. Basically, what you have seen as the incidence of prostate cancer has gone up with the screening, which is what you would expect, and the mortality or the death rate from prostate cancer has gone down, which is what you want to see in a screening program. Mm-hmm. Are screening programs perfect? No. They're not perfect in men. They're not perfect on the female side of things, let's say like in breast cancer where women get mammograms. But it's the best thing we have. It saves lives. It saves mortality, morbidity or complications from advanced cancer. So it is not something that we should not should forego screening. And unfortunately, I think that's what a lot of men are trending back to. They're going away from screening from some of the things that they hear in the, let's say, mass media markets.
It seems to me that you'd be better off to have it, than just ignore it completely. Because then that's doing nothing. But as you watch, if it's a case where you say, we don't really need to do anything right now, it's very slow growing, we might want to wait. In situations like that, does that cancer ever move to another part of the body, metastasize to something else?
Well, it can advance, but it doesn't typically move as long as they're seeing someone. That's the point of what we call active surveillance. There's an active component. You're doing something. You're getting those PSAs every year to watch them every 6 months. You may have to undergo a second biopsy to make sure the cancer is not changing. And again, we do have a significant number of men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer, very low risk, low volume, who go on an active surveillance program, which then their cancer does advance locally. So that's the key, is it advances locally. We find that, we figure that out, and then we treat them before it's advanced, as people fear cancer leaving its primary organ and going somewhere else. So we can prevent that. So that's what's the nice thing about these, not only screening programs, but active surveillance, or preventing some of those end result complications.
Before you get away this morning, though, in case you have to go to surgery, there is something you folks are doing that's robotic. Give us some insight into that.
Right. We've been doing robotic surgery. I've personally been doing it since 2007. That's how most surgeries are done. It's a minimally invasive way to remove the prostate. What we've actually, I have started offering is outpatient prostatectomy to certain men.
You have to wash his arms.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Features that the patient must have. Well, I've been offering them to women. I do some robotic surgery, and I've been offering to them for about a year, a little bit more than that. But this was just something that I felt was safe. It's been done for a long time by several people who do a lot of these. And we also, Joel, we actually used a new graft that we were able to place around the nerves that we're saving for those men to resume or be able to retain their potency. And this graft is wrapped around that nerve, which provides a scaffold and increases the rate at which men are going to regain that potency.
You mentioned women. I got to ask you this just really quick, Dr. Brent, before you leave.
Sure.
When it comes to men and their checkups and their health, how big is a woman's role in that?
It's huge. Most women are the what we call the healthcare buyers, or they direct us. They look out for us. They take care of us, and we're very appreciative of that. So what they do is they hopefully help guide that man to get over whatever concerns he has about going to the doctor, go get in there, get him screened. And that's a big push in a prostate cancer awareness. Hey, ladies, if your man doesn't want to go, you take him, you push him, you get your screening, make sure he gets his screening.
All right, that's a good sound advice here today, Dr. Brent Sharp. You always bring a wealth of information to us, and we really appreciate you being here this morning to share with us. And let's man up here.
Listen
on this,
up,
okay?
Let's do it.
Yep. All right, thanks, Dr. Brent.
All right, have a great day. Thank you, guys.